today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Thursday edition of the show, and we're kicking off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want with our toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on there, totally free. Now, I don't know if anybody's going to call in on this tonight. I'm still doing research, but looks like our man Russell Canning up in New Hampshire has been arrested not once, but twice in one day. So I'm gathering details. We'll bring those to you. But actually, speaking of New Hampshire, I'm going to start things out with an update tonight. You recall the Michael Gannon case. He was the homeowner who had the police visiting him one night. They were asking some questions about his teenage son, who was suspected in some sort of a beating or something like that.
Something.
And so they were there investigating, and there's a sign posted on the outside of his residence that there is a camera system installed in his home. In fact, it's a video camera system with audio as well, so the cameras pick up both video and audio, which is a little unusual for a security system. And apparently the police in the case were not exactly too friendly. One officer allegedly put his foot in the door when Mr. Gannon attempted to say, look, I'm done talking to you, this is it.
Unless I'm under arrest, I have no reason to be talking to you.
Right, so he put his foot in the door, preventing him from closing the door, forced his way into the Gannon household, and it was all caught on tape. So Michael Gannon took his tape down to the Nashua, New Hampshire Police Department with the intention of filing a complaint. That's all. He was doing what he thought was right to do as a good citizen, you know, letting the police know that one of their detectives was a little out of line. And he turned over the tape and was subsequently arrested. And we had Michael on the show to sort of explain the situation after his arrest. Later, I think it was later that night, they went to his home. They kicked his wife and whatever child was there. I think he's got two kids. One of his other kids out of the house for the entire night as they searched the house without anybody else being around. So
now the problem here is that they have a law against filming anyone on your property.
They have a law against They have a law against filming people anywhere without their consent,
which effectively does away with any kind of video monitoring system at all at your home or business. Essentially, if customers come in, you have to get every customer's consent to walks in the door that you can film them for their own safety.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's recording of audio specifically. I don't think it applies just to the video feed.
That was my understanding.
I think a critical portion was the audio. Well, let me give you an update on the case here, because the union leader reporting, Michael Gannon said he's rejected a Nashua Police Department plea deal to reduce the two felony wiretapping charges against him to a misdemeanor wiretapping charge. Police.
He tapped no wires.
No, he didn't. But this is what the law is written under. It's written as a wiretapping law, in that's why the audio portion is so important. Perhaps if it had just been a videotape with video and that's it, maybe he wouldn't be in trouble today.
Well, if it was a videotape with just video, it wouldn't be as valuable to prove the cops did what they did.
That's true.
I mean, because the audio makes a difference.
Yep.
It's a bad law.
So they're trying to give them, as we predicted. I remember when we talked to Michael, I told him that they were going to throw these charges at him and give him a plea deal. And he said he was going to go through and fight this all the way. And it sounds like he's serious about that. He's not backing down. So they offered to reduce it from a felony wiretapping charge to from two felonies to one misdemeanor. And he said, no way.
What's the one misdemeanor?
Another wiretapping charge.
Oh, I see.
Police have charged him with illegally recording two separate conversations Gannon and his wife had with two Nashville police detectives last month. Gannon was charged with recording a conversation between Detective Carlos and Bergeron while the three stood on Gannon's front porch late on the night of June 23rd. He was also charged with recording a conversation between him, his wife, and Detective Carlos 3 days later. Police said Gannon broke the all-party consent provision of the state's wiretapping law. Gannon has argued that the police knew they were being taped because he told them he had a surveillance system in place when they came to investigate his son. According to Gannon, he would not have to serve any time in jail if he decided to take the plea deal. But he'd still have a record, wouldn't he? He says, I'm a card player, and they, the police, are trying to tell me they have all the aces when I'm staring at four aces in my hand, said Gannon. He said, they offered me a deal, and I know I did nothing wrong, So I said, no way am I taking that deal. Gannon was initially set for a probable cause hearing, but the Nashville Police Bureau commander asked for a continuance. Another police officer said yesterday that the delay was sought because the tape Gannon originally turned into police, which led to his eventual arrest, was edited and didn't contain all of the things he did those nights. Well, if Mr. Gannon took the time to edit that tape, then that must mean that he has a copy of the original.
Right.
Which is good. That's good news, because we had thought, we were concerned that he had given them the original tape, which would mean that the cops could just keep it, and then no one would ever get to see what the actual tape, what he had recorded. So I think that could be good news.
Another ace.
Indeed. Heffron said he was unaware of the plea deal, but planned to discuss it with the Department of the Legal Bureau this morning. The tape Gannon turned into police when he tried lodging a complaint about the behavior was edited, and there is more than one version. Because there are multiple versions, it has complicated things. Gannon disputed the claims about the multiple versions of the tape, saying that it was edited for a reason. He says, I brought them a tape that had 15 minutes of misbehavior. I decided to bring that instead of all of the tapes, because that would have been 30 hours worth of tape. I would not have minded bringing in the rest of the tapes, but they never asked me to do that. The only time I got nasty with them is when one detective snapped at me after he came to my house at 11 o'clock at night. He kept asking for my son and was being rude. I told him to leave, and then he stuck his foot in the door as I tried to close it. When he did, he came into my house, and that's when I told him, you get the out of my house. Gannon said he has a warning sticker on the cable junction box on the side of the building that says, warning, Homeland Security cameras, closed circuit television, and audio monitoring on premises.
Sounds like they were warned.
Well, not only that, not only does the house have a sticker on it, but he did actually show off, this isn't mentioned in this article, but on a previous visit by one of the detectives that is involved here, he showed the detective the recording equipment. He gave a little tour. He brought him into the, you know, the, wherever the closet is that he's got his recording equipment
set
up.
What else can this guy do for them?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. And if the sign on the side of the house, if the sticker on the power meter isn't enough, what is the requirement? I mean, what is it that is required? And this is not just a New Hampshire thing. There are laws like this on the books in, I think, most of the states. Some states require only one party to know it's being recorded, but either way, there are some serious requirements on recording conversations.
Well, you know, what if it's on your property, if both parties are standing on your property,
yeah,
you should be able to record anything you want.
I agree. I totally agree. And if you disagree, 800-259-9231, if you take the police's side on this, and you think that they have the right to be completely filled in when they're being taped, 1-800-259-9231, because I don't think that the police should presume that they're being taped at all times.
I think that they should, you know, it was posted there. They knew they were being taped. If they didn't, that's just their fault for not reading the sign and not talking to their cohort.
No, to be fair, it was on the side of the house, on the power meter, so it wasn't exactly front and center on the front door or anything like that. But it brings me back to the question of what is an appropriate notification? How many signs do you need? How big does the sign need to be so someone will know that they are subject to surveillance while on someone's property? And then, of course, the inevitable question is, well, what about a blind man? How do you inform him? Do you need to just tell everybody and ask their permission? And do you have to ask their permission if you're on your own property? If you come up and let's say you're a traveling salesman, Mark, and you come up to my front door and knock on the door, and do I have to tell you, hi, Mr. Salesman, just wanted to let you know, or actually I have to ask you, do you mind being recorded?
I
do mind.
As far as I'm concerned, if you walk onto my property, you're a supplicant. I mean, you're coming there to ask me for something. You've not violated my sanctuary, but, you know, you're coming to the front door, and you don't have all the rights that you did when you were standing out in the middle of the street.
Right.
So, I don't feel like you've got to tell anybody anything, and if there's a sign out there, that should be sufficient.
I agree. I think that I think if you tell the person that they're being recorded and they don't turn around and leave, that's consent, right?
Yeah, that's the way I see it.
800-259-9231, so we will continue to follow the Gannon case, because he's fighting it all the way, and it'll be interesting to see what happens as a result of this. Because if he wins, does that overturn the law? Does that invalidate this recording law that they have? 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. More bad news from Chicago on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version and a dial-up version of the show. Both await you on our site, totally free, freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, we're going to get to this Chicago story But first, since we're talking about surveillance and this case in New Hampshire of this man, family man, who has been harassed by the police, got it all on tape, and now has been, well, harassed even more as a result of that, because they didn't like being taped, and now they're charging him with two felony counts of wiretapping, because he videotaped, and which also included an audio feed, the police. So apparently it's bad for us to record them, meaning the individuals in this country recording government agents. It's bad to do that. But when it comes to government recording us, no problem.
I have an article on it right here, but I was thinking, you know, the cops have video in their cars.
Sure they do.
And they record us during stops. Yep. Is it just okay for them to do that? I mean, don't they need my consent for that?
Apparently they're exempt from all of the laws.
I see.
Right.
Right here from the Washington Post. Officials urge law to allow eavesdropping.
As long as the lights are on, they're exempt from the laws. I mean, you've seen it, right? When they roll up to a stoplight with no lights on, then they just get tired of waiting, so they flip their lights on, go through the stoplight, and then turn them off as they go on.
I have seen that.
So as long as the lights are on, laws, nope, don't apply.
I see.
Okay.
Senior Justice Department and intelligence officials urged Congress yesterday to approve new laws to accommodate the government's controversial warrantless eavesdropping program. Arguing that the 1978 law governing surveillance of terrorists is out of step with current technology, the officials appearing before that Constitution, too, out of step.
Wait, this is that. This is the law, the 1978 law, if I'm not mistaken. Is this the law that allows them to listen in on conversations with the approval of the secret court judge?
I think this is the FISA thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So secret courts, unaccountability, not good enough.
USA Radio Network News, Alan Stone reporting the State Department working towards the release of captured Israeli soldiers.
Obviously, it has been one of our long-standing goals.
Technical difficulties, allowing you to enjoy a little bit of Megadeth there. All right, so let's get back into it, Mark. We were talking about the surveillance state, the idea that this 1978 law, was it the FISA law, that allows the government to listen in on your phone conversations, as long as the secret court, staffed by a secret judge who no one knows, says it's okay. I mean, that's a bad law on its own. And it allowed the government to step way outside of constitutional bounds. But that now they're saying it's antiquated, it's outdated. This is the new America. Ever since 9/11, this is the new America, and we need more power. Right? That's what this is about.
Arguing that the 1978 law governing surveillance of terrorists is out of step with current technology, the officials appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee said they previously had not sought new legislation to avoid disclosing a key part of the operation. That is the ability to intercept foreign phone calls and emails, no matter what their destination, as they pass through telecommunications facilities inside the United States. This was
so they're saying, we knew this was going on, we just didn't want to say anything about it because we might have clued in the terrorists.
Right, that's according to General Keith B. Alexander, director of the National Security Agency.
Oh.
But in the wake of media disclosures about the spying, that's no longer the case. What happened in the last 7 months is that much of this program has already been put out into the public domain, said CIA Director Michael V. Hayden. That inculcates some of the discussion we're having today against some of the downside. President Bush launched the program shortly after September 11, 2001 attacks, allowing eavesdropping without court warrants on phone calls and emails between the United States and locations overseas if one party was suspected of links to terrorists.
You know, this is just proof, the fact that President Bush launched the program. He's the executive. He's the executor, right?
Mm-hmm.
His job is to approve or veto legislation that comes in front of his desk, for the most part.
Well, this isn't even legislation.
No, that's what I'm saying. He just created a program as the head of the states, the decider. He just created a program, and that shows, it should show very clearly how totally unconstitutional this federal government has become. You've got unconstitutional agencies to begin with, NSA, FBI, CIA, those groups. So they're unconstitutional. So therefore, since they're unconstitutional, then President Bush can just tell them to do whatever they want to do, right? Because they're not bound by any sort of rules.
So it would appear.
Right.
As part of a proposed deal with with Bush to submit the program to a court review, the Senate Judiciary Committee is considering changes to the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which governs surveillance of suspected terrorists and spies. What Alexander and Hyden described to the senators are vast facilities that route foreign-to-foreign communications through the United States, where they are readily accessible to the NSA. Alexander testified that because no U.S. court order is needed to acquire communications of foreign intelligence targets overseas, even when they call to the United States, it ought not to matter whether we do so from the United States or elsewhere.
Wait. Am I understanding this right? You're saying that they're routing foreign-to-foreign calls through the U.S. How are they doing that? Exactly.
What do I know?
They just happen to be coming through here, or what?
Perhaps they're pulling strings with their telecommunications buddies or something.
And they're saying since it's placed foreign and received foreign, then there's no law necessary as far as them receiving them.
I don't have as big of a problem with foreign-to-foreign communications, quite honestly. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a member of the Judiciary Committee and the Select Committee on Intelligence, who has been briefed in the NSA program, said Alexander had, for the first time, told the Judiciary panel about foreign-to-foreign switching. She said, based on what she had learned in secret briefings about the number of U.S. citizens subject to wiretapping, the surveillance program is easily accommodatable to an individual warrant for U.S. persons. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is easily accommodatable to a...
It sounds like she's saying they should get a warrant.
I guess. It seems like that's the case for me. Alexander disagreed. If you were in hot pursuit with the number of applications that you would have to make for the court warrants and the times it takes to make those, you could never catch up with the target, he said. Another witness in yesterday's hearing, Stephen G. Bradbury, an acting assistant attorney general, made it clear that legislation introduced by the Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter after negotiations with the White House would encourage, but not require, Bush or a future president to present any future surveillance program to the secret FISA court for approval. So, come on, please,
tell us about any new secret programs. 800-259-9231. How far do they have to go before you have had enough? How much more? How further down the road toward a police state must we travel before you realize what it is that we've gotten ourselves into? 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal. The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees, that's Libertees, 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the website is totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 115,000 posts await you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people are interacting, and there's all kinds of different conversations, serious stuff, fun times as well. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Jordan in New York. Jordan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
As always, what's on your mind?
Something I read about a while back, I think 2 months ago, in my college's newspaper. It was about a student at my school who got arrested for supposedly feeding someone else's parking meter, which I think is ridiculous. And I was thinking,
really?
Yeah, does this actually happen a lot? But I was working at the school over the summer as an orientation leader, and I actually saw a woman getting yelled at by a cop who for feeding someone else's parking meter again. And I just think that's absurd. You can't be a nice guy anymore. You have to get a fine for trying to be a good Samaritan.
Yeah, this is not an old crime. They've been doing this for a long time.
How do they know that it's someone else's meter? I mean, what gives them that clue?
Maybe they're feeding more than one meter.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's possible. I mean, if you wanted to be a good Samaritan, you would walk down a row of meters and feed whatever ones needed to be fed, right?
I guess.
So if you were doing something like that, then obviously, even if one of the cars is yours, you're breaking the law, so to speak. They don't want you to do that because they want the parking meters to run out. They want the parking meter time to run out so then they can levy whatever fine it is that they get to levy
money,
when
yep.
that happens.
I think it's really stupid. And it was funny because this woman who was feeding another person parking meter, the cop was talking to her, and she found out that it was a crime because at first, when I heard about the story, I wasn't aware that it was against the law.
Right.
And she said, oh, it's my brother's. It seemed like she was lying, but the cop was started saying, oh, okay, I'll just let you go with a warning, but he still gave the car a ticket, of course.
How could he give a ticket if the car's meter's been fed?
I don't know, still did.
They can do whatever they want, Mark.
I guess.
Haven't you figured it out yet?
That's ridiculous.
It is absurd. It's insane. And I know they've got parking meters in Keene, New Hampshire, so maybe that'll be a good civil disobedience. Though, it gives more money to the state, so I don't know if it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that. I'm torn on that issue. Thanks for bringing that to the forefront.
Yeah, I just want to add one more thing. I just really started getting into the whole libertarianism thing, and I really appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, man. We're glad you're out there, and I look forward to hearing from you again. 800-259-9231. Speak of the devil. Well, he's not the devil. He's Russell Canning from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Well, it's going well. How about you?
Hey, I'm out of jail again.
Twice.
You got to stay out of jail, Russell.
Well, you know, we keep saying it. The other one's making it hard on us.
Well, you haven't. But you hadn't seen the inside of the Keene jail yet, Russell. You're going on a tour.
It's brand new.
Ah.
You know, the Taj Mahal, as
right?
we call it here.
So right, now,
they weren't even sure if the cells would work.
Really?
Yeah, they don't use them very much.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. There's not a crime wave in Keene, New Hampshire. But there was today, apparently. What were you doing today, Russell, and why were you arrested the first time?
I decided, you know, I was kind of instigating things, but because what I was trying to do was go to the IRS office. We have a little IRS office that's only open 5 hours a week, so we went today. And we're going in there to hand them flyers about how rotten the federal government is and how they should quit.
Seems legitimate. I mean, they are people, bureaucrats are people who don't create anything for the economy. They're not productive. They don't offer a product or a valuable service, and they'd be much better off in a productive role.
Yeah, so I tried to do that, and we had our friends from the Homeland Security come, and when we got there, they were already there. There was piles of them.
Really?
There's a very tiny office above a post office, this IRS place. Probably only has like 6 or 7 employees in it, maybe.
Okay.
And there must have been at least, there was 5 or 6 guys there trying to protect it, some of which were like, you know, in plain clothes and stuff like that.
Right.
And they were from this office called ICE, which is like Immigration
Customs
Control.
Enforcement. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what. And for some reason, they protect federal buildings because he remembered us from when we threw snowballs at the Fed building in Concord, New Hampshire. So
he was afraid you were going to launch an assault on this one, too.
Well, we're thinking about maybe in the future using water balloons against it, you know, since it's hot right now. So, but that would work.
So
he didn't think that was funny.
Before we go on with the story, I'm curious, how is it that you think the federal agents became aware of this event?
I don't know. They wouldn't tell me when I was in the... But they do come and check out our website, and they've seen the other stuff. Like, they were there when we were at the courthouse for some guys that they're harassing for paying taxes
right.
a couple weeks ago. So,
they must be on the forum. They must be at nhfree.com at this point.
Yeah. When I actually got there, I asked them, so how did you guys know? Well, we just know they told us.
we're clever. We can go on a website where you guys post everything.
All right, so you went to the IRS office with essentially flyers to hand out.
Yeah, I just had 10 flyers with me to hand them out.
Now, the IRS office, as I understand it, in Keene, is on the second floor of the post office building. So did you even make it to the second floor?
No, they stopped me at the bottom of the steps. That's where they stopped me. Then one of the guys stood in front of me, and so I tried to go around him, and then they arrested me.
What did they say to you before you tried to go around them? Were they threatening you?
Yeah, because they're saying that I can't hand out paperwork, flyers, and stuff like that at a federal place.
But isn't it our property too? Isn't it public property? Wherever.
Oh, I wasn't. I wasn't arguing details with them.
Yeah.
I said, "Oh yeah, I know that's the law. That's the law we need to change." So you know.
Mm. But that's a federal law, right? Is it a federal thing?
Yeah, it was all federal stuff that they charged me with. Mm-hmm. I have 5 little pieces of paper now of charges.
What are the
charges? They're all little things like failure to trying to do flyers, trying to not listening to an officer, that kind of stuff.
Misdemeanors then, all of them.
Hopefully. They were this morning. I don't know what the ones from this afternoon. I didn't.
they weren't talking
about it. Well,
there was a second arrest. So you were arrested the first time trying to go into the IRS building, And then they took you down to the station, which is kind of surprising to me because at least around here, they don't make it quick as far as you getting out of jail. I mean, how long was it between when you arrived at the jail and when you got out?
Oh, half hour, an hour, something like that.
Wow.
And I didn't have to pay any, because I wasn't going to pay any bail money or any fees or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They just let me go.
Really?
Yeah, because they were all little things that they were just, like, they're all finable type things, you know.
I see.
Little things.
So they handed you some tickets, essentially. They handed you some tickets and said, get out of here.
And I asked them, well, why did you have to put handcuffs on me for stuff that you knew that was only tickets? And they said, well, we knew it was going to be a hassle because you don't have a driver's license who wouldn't give us a Social Security number. So the only reason I stayed there for a while is because they took a while to figure out who I am.
Got it. So you wouldn't tell them? Or what? How did that go?
Well, I tell them my name and when I was born and where I was born. And and I let them fingerprint me with their machine, and I just don't use Social Security numbers, or I don't have a driver's license and stuff.
Now, as an aside, I understand that you had at least one videographer there. Roger Grant was there. Also, there was a couple people taking photographs. I think I read on the thread at NH3.com that a couple of the photographers were roughed up by the police.
Yeah, I didn't see that because that happened while they were handcuffing me, and you know, and then I got bent over and stuff like that during that. So I don't know what happened with that.
Not good. All right, so you got out of jail. Then what?
Well, then I realized that the IRS office wasn't closed yet, and I called home, and they let me call home, but nobody was there because they were out having a party, and I didn't have any way to connect with the gang to let them know that I was out. So I started walking home, which I can do in Keene because it's not that far.
Right.
And so, but I have to walk past the post office to get home. So I said, well, they're still open, so I'm going to go see what, you know, when they open to, and, you know, that sort of stuff, and see if I can talk to them. And I walked in the door. I saw them go stop by a convenience store at a place where we deliver our papers and stuff. And then they went. I didn't know they were going to be there, but I got back there and they said, Russell, and I looked up and there they were. So they met me on the landing. So it was easier the second time.
So when is the court appearance, Russell, for these charges?
Tomorrow.
Oh wow, that's quick.
Wow,
man.
But I'm not going to go.
You're not going to
really?
Go.
No.
Well, you're going to have to call us tomorrow, Russell, if you're still out of jail, and let us know what happens, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Russell. We look forward to talking to you then. 800-259-9231. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and do a little shopping with us. If you like the fact that we give away everything on our website, unlike those other talk shows that want $5, $6, $7 a month from you just to give you access to their archives, we give a year's worth of archives away and more. What do we ask in return? That you go shopping at Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer, but I don't want you to go through their normal website. I want you to enter through ours, through our little portal. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then at that point, anything that you purchase, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of. So the prices are still the same great prices. The shipping deals are still the same awesome shipping deals, free super saver shipping on lots of items. And they have over 30 different categories of products for you to shop from. So it's easy. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, place your order, it gets delivered to your door, and you help Free Talk Live out. All at the same time. So we just got off the phone with Russell Canning from Keene, New Hampshire, who, I got to say, he's one of my heroes.
He dropped a bomb there at the end.
Dropped a bomb?
Yeah, he said he was going to, you know, that they gave him these misdemeanor charges for, you know, passing out leaflets at the IRS office,
right.
Saying...
A handful of them, like four or five charges.
You work for the federal government, you should quit. It's terrible. And,
right. Well, actually, he didn't get to hand out any of the leaflets. They stopped him before he even got up to the second floor because they've been apparently they've been monitoring the NHFree.com forums where all this stuff is planned in the open. All this stuff is public knowledge if they want it to be. So they stopped him, and he never got to hand out a form, and now he did what now?
He got arrested twice for doing this, and he said he's not going to go to court. And I mean, whoa!
He is one of the most courageous individuals that I have not yet met, although I am looking forward to it. And just imagine this. We talk about the Free State Project all the time. And the Free State Project isn't just about civil disobedience. I'd like to point that out. The Free State Project is simply about getting 20,000 liberty-loving individuals, people like us, people that want to be more free, people that are tired of this big encroaching government that we have in this country. Get those 20,000 people to all move to the same state. In this case, the state that was chosen was New Hampshire.
Now, many of the Free Staters are not the activist that Russell Canning is.
Not the civil disobedience style activist.
Right.
There's political style activists as well up there. Cause, so
that appeals to me a little more, because I don't intend to get arrested for much of anything.
No, I understand. Not everybody can handle what it is that he's doing. But nonetheless, what I'm pointing out here is the Free State Project is a group of people that just want more freedom. Now, one thing for sure is that they don't agree on what the best path is to attain that freedom. There's no central control. There's no leader of the Free State
Project.
Right.
There's no one to get.
Right. You just go. You move to the Free State. Hopefully, you've signed the first 1,000 pledge at freestateproject.org, and then you do what you feel is right as far as what it's going to take to get freedom back in New Hampshire and in America. So some people are taking more of a civil disobedience approach, like Russell is. And there's others that are doing that as well. And some people, they're not too sure about that whole civil disobedience idea. They think it looks kind of bad. Although I don't think that what Russell's been doing looks bad. He's so innocent. I mean, he's the friendliest dude. I don't know if you've seen video footage of him, Mark, but
I've seen video footage of some protests that are done. I don't know for sure who Russell Canning is.
He's totally innocuous. I mean, he's the last guy that you'd ever expect to be a mad bomber or something like that, right? So there's some people that are taking the civil disobedience approach, some people that are taking the political approach, and whatever works for you is what'll work. But it's just amazing to me imagining Russell Canning showed up at the IRS office today with the intent of handing out brochures. He was the only person doing the disobedience. There were some people there videographing and photographing. But he was the only one actually being civilly disobedient. Imagine if there were 10 Russell Cannings all in the same place.
Wow.
Now imagine if
they'd be so busy they wouldn't know what to do.
If there were 50 Russell Cannings.
You know, it would run the cops ragged. It would run them ragged.
Right, because what were they doing besides this today? I mean, Russell pointed out that there's nobody in the Keene jail.
They don't even know if those cells work or not.
Right.
I mean, that's how just crime-free Keene is.
So he actually gave the cops something to do today, basically. And they wouldn't be able to handle it. There's only 50 police officers in the entire city. So what are you going to do when there's an overwhelming amount of civil disobedience going on in the state? What's going to happen then? Interesting to think
about. He said there were some fibbies there, and I would hate to think that...
Right. Homeland Security.
I would hate to think that some of those activities would bring too much attention from the fibbies.
Too much attention?
Yeah.
What do you mean? People getting arrested, carted off to unknown locations? I mean, what are you talking about?
Them to set a little outpost up in Keene so that they can handle all the civil disobedience.
Well, I guess it's possible that they came from other areas of the state in preparation for this.
I would imagine they did.
In which case, we could, although it's not a good idea, we could use some of the same tactics that they use on us. For instance, what they've learned is that if they have a court trial set and they know that the activists are going to show up to protest, they'll just change the date of the court trial.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll try to run us ragged by saying, "Oh, we're not going to have that trial today. That's been postponed, and we haven't announced till when." And so then they subtly announce when the postponed trial is and hope that people don't show up. And this is one of the tactics they've taken. So maybe we can get the cops to run around from location to location by announcing certain events that never actually occur. I don't know if that's a good idea, though, because we want our people to show up and not be disappointed that the event's not happening.
So. It's true. I don't know how one would handle
it. It's going to be a learning process, and it's going to be very interesting because Free Talk Live is going to be right there in the center of it. I mean, when we get up there to the state, we're going to be probably one of the primary sources for information about what's going on up there, don't you think?
I hope to be.
Yeah. 1-800.
I hope to draw people to it.
Yeah.
Being involved in some of this stuff, I'm more interested in the political path.
Oh, yeah. Well, 1-800-259-9231 if you want to comment on this. But I agree with you. I mean, I think I might get involved in some civil disobedience just because it sounds like fun.
Because you want to...
Just watching.
Put our radio show at risk. And, I mean, what am I supposed to do? All these intros and extras and all that stuff that you do?
You can stumble around for 3 hours.
It'll be awful. Yeah, well... We're going to lose stations hand over fist if I'm handling this show.
Well, I kind of like the idea
I'll just hire Torgo to come up and handle that part.
There you go. Well, I like the idea of Free Talk Live bringing the information to the forefront and not necessarily stepping into the fire too often. But there's going to be some issues where I don't think I'll be able to hold back. Like if there's a marijuana civil disobedience with 100 people smoking weed in public, I can't. I mean, how could I stay away from something like that? I'd want numbers to be involved.
I know how I could.
Yeah, I would want numbers to be involved for me to be putting my butt on the line. But I'll definitely be there as I've got a video camera. So I'm going to be one of the videographers. I'll go to every civil disobedience event and be there taping it.
So do I, and mine's staying at home.
Oh, yeah? Why? Are you afraid of it being confiscated?
Depending on the type of event that they have, the UN flag burning, I'm all for. I'm for that. I'd be there at the Constitution
burial
thing.
But they're breaking the law with the UN flag burn.
Nah.
It's a public burning without a permit. That's a violation of the law. They could arrest everybody who's burning something.
There's things that look like it was obvious where I was going to get arrested.
Right.
I'm not going to.
Okay. Got it. All right. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800.
Russell's kind of hoping to get arrested to show how evil the government is.
Yes.
I am not.
It's a bit of a Gandhi-esque sort of a thing.
Yeah. I'm not looking for that. I'd like to, you know, perhaps get, on the school board, city council, mayor, something like that.
Oh,
run for those
you
things.
You said you weren't going to run for office. Now his aspirations have changed.
Yeah, I might just.
Ho, ho, ho.
I don't know how deeply I intend to go, but the state rep thing, there's 450 of them or something like that, so you're almost...
You can walk an entire district easily within a day or two.
But I'm just saying that, as a state rep, you have very little power. So I would think that being a mayor would have more power than a state rep. And
look at you seeking power already, you dog.
Well, I'm not looking for the power. I'm looking for the power to make it a better place to live.
I see. You want influence and that sort of thing. Well, and now being a state rep, you get to introduce bills and that sort of thing, so...
Tis true. Yeah. As the mayor, you could make a town more hospitable to the sort of people that would, you could make it sort of a hub, a base of operations.
I wonder if, I don't know how it works up there, because they've got different names for things. Selectmen instead of city council, and I don't know how they choose the mayor. I don't know if they are elected up there. Maybe it's just one of the city council members that's somehow chosen as a mayor. Anyway, we'll explore all of that, but I think it's interesting that you're now shifting your perspective, Mark, because before you were dead set against it. You were not interested at all, and by the way, I'm not interested at all, and I can't see that changing, because I don't want that glory. I don't want that...
I love I love people knowing my name. You can believe that. I'm a bit of a...
It'd be good for the show.
What's that?
It'd be good for the show.
It would. Now I'd have to use my real name.
Right.
But it's all right. Anyway, I think that it would be beneficial. I don't want to get too far out there. You know, I wouldn't want to be the governor or anything like that.
Maybe you should change your name. Maybe you should change it to Edge.
Yeah.
Because that's your radio name, Mark Edge.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And that's one of the, it would be short, because when you're making campaign signs, it's good to have a short name so you can print it really big. That way people don't have to remember a lot of stuff. Because you got to keep it simple. 800-259-9231. All right, the Chicago, speaking of... city council members, the Chicago aldermen. We brought them up last night in regards to this trans fat ban that they're talking about. Well, this isn't the trans fat ban. This is a big box wage law. What does that mean? It's not good. I'll explain on the way in hour number two. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The building.